Be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to
After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came towards them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once, Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boats and began to walk on the water towards Jesus. When he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter, and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Just want to say a short apology about the parking situation. It was supposed to be ready for this weekend, but the good news is we were able to do some work across the street. So please forgive me. I just wanted you to get some more steps in this morning, okay? So thank you for your patience and understanding. By tomorrow, we should be up and running again. About a month ago, I had some newly ordained priest over just to welcome him to the priesthood. And we were eating dinner, and a couple of them looked at me and asked me, they said, "We're still really nervous when we do Mass. Does it ever go away?" And I said, "It does go away." And I told them, I said, "I very rarely get nervous now. I get that excitement, you know, for the big, big Masses, Christmas and Easter, Holy Week, of course, but nerves really don't come too often, thanks be to God." Well, because I said that, I had an experience last week where I was extremely nervous. Right? God has a way to humble you very quickly. Last Saturday, I was given the great honor and privilege to preside at one of my best friend's funeral. And you know, when you preside or attend a funeral for somebody that you deeply love, it's a different kind of pain, is it not? And grief. So I really wanted to do a good job, but as we were getting ready to go out, I looked out and there were over 60 deacons there. Over 30 priests and 2 bishops. Now, priests, we love each other deeply, but we're very critical of each other. Just like we are in our own families and our own lines of work, right? The hardest people to preach in front of are my peers. So as the Mass began, my voice was cracking because the emotion hit me, and I thought, "Lord, give me the strength to get through this. I have to preside this Mass. I can't be crying the whole time." But as we were walking down the aisle, God gave me a special blessing because a priest tapped me on the shoulder. It was Father Gerald. Remember Father Gerald? With this big smile. And just seeing him calmed my nerves. But when the Mass was continuing, the first reading, the Psalm, second reading, all I was thinking was, "I have to preach. And I have to do this well. I can't get emotional." So I went up and started to give my homily, and I looked out, and my parents were there. They were no help. They were crying. So I looked away, but God gave me the strength to do it. And I was proud of myself, because it did take a leap of faith to get up there and to do it. And Jesus is looking at each one of you today, who he loves unconditionally, and so very much. And he's encouraging you today to get out there and to get that little nudge that he gives us, and he's telling you, it's okay to be afraid at times. It's okay to be overwhelmed, because that we're human, and we're going to feel those things. But what Jesus is telling us most importantly today is, in those moments where we doubt ourselves, maybe struggle to love ourselves, or we overcome it with fear, that's when he's reaching out his hand to us and he's saying, I've got you. Keep on going. So this is such a beautiful gospel that we've heard many, many times throughout our lives. And we see the humanity of St. Peter once again. I love Peter because we see ourselves in Peter because the emotion is there. The passion is there. So in the storms of life, Jesus isn't going to necessarily stop them right away. Sometimes we approach our faith life like it's the genie in Aladdin, right? Here are my wishes. You got to fix it right now. You got to do it right now. But yet this gospel is telling us, even in the midst of the storms, Jesus is always there with us. And as I look out at each and every one of you, and I'm so privileged to be with you as your priest, and so many of you have shared what you're going through, dealing with illness or death, dealing with financial worries. Many of you in the last few weeks, especially you moms, have come up to me and said, Father, my son or daughter's leaving for college. I'm a nervous wreck. All those things, it's okay to feel that way. And Jesus is saying, I'm right there with you. He's also telling us to get out of the boat and to look towards him when we are having every moment of our life, but especially when we're struggling. St. Peter, he got out, but he lost a little bit of focus like we all do, right? This morning I was praying my rosary. Before I knew it, I was in the fourth decade, and I thought, I was distracted. You've been there, right? And the distractions of life often pull us away. But the good news is Jesus is saying, come back. It's okay. I'm always going to be there for you. We don't have to earn his love or his support. It's freely given to you. Our fears, my friends, often take on a life of their own. But what we fear in life is never bigger than the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. It takes a lot of courage sometimes just to get out of bed in the morning and just to deal with what God is asking us to do at times. But sometimes our fears take on a life of their own because we don't bring those to our faith life. And that's what Jesus is telling us in this beautiful gospel. When we have those moments of fear and doubt, to run towards Christ. And that's why you're here today, are you not? You are here today to be fed by the Eucharist, by the Word, and by each other. This sense of community and belonging, of who we are as God's people here at Holy Family, to walk with each other, to support each other, to be there for each other. My mom and dad go to the 6:45 Mass at my home parish. They've been going the last few years. And whenever they don't see somebody, my dad says, my mom gets on her cell phone and she calls to make sure they're okay. And I see that you all do that with each other. So we are meant to be together as God's people. And Jesus is telling them to look towards him, and that's what we're doing right now. So remember, it's okay to be human. It's okay to doubt, to be fearful. But at the end of the day, Jesus' hand is always out there with us, and he's saying, I've got you. It's going to be okay. So we can't fix everything in life the way we would want it. We are going to have our troubles and suffering and disappointment. But what we do know for is that Jesus Christ is always with us. So let's just bring, what is your biggest fear right now in your life? Or what is your biggest thing that's giving you anxiety? And let's bring that to our Lord today and say, Jesus, This is where I am in my life. This is what I'm feeling. I bring this to you today, and I ask you to give me the courage to keep on going. So let's do that right now and be courageous as disciples of Christ.